Now, you remember I said something about when something was too heavy for you?
Well, if the wood, you know, you go down in the woods and get a long pole of wood,
uh-huh,
and it's too heavy to tow, stick it on your arm and drag it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to do, is put it up on the side and just be laying down, going to the house with that pole of wood
until
uh-huh. you get it there, and then drop it down.
Mm-hmm. Now, on that wagon, I'm going back to that wagon now. What was this kind of thing that held that wheel on? Do you know?
What held the wheel on the wagon?
Uh-huh. What the wheel fitted on to?
Axles, that's what you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Axles.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What the wagon, you know, wheels, you know, fastened on to, axles they call them. Axles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what keep the wheels on the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned too about chopping the wood.
With an axe.
Did it have a certain kind of shape? Cut the wood up into?
Fire length and stove length.
Uh-huh. You
didn't know that? Yeah. You said, I'll use a wood stove. I got a wood stove down there before it back then. Yeah, I got a wood stove. I use a wood stove now. I've been had it when I was working to the grill, since I was working for the grill. Yeah.
All right, now, was there a certain kind of frame or shape of the wood? Like, if you lay the log across, chop it into the stove length, was there any kind of shape they call it?
No, you just cut it, you know, fire length and stove length.
Mm-hmm.
The stove length would be shorter than the fire length.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Well, did you all have an opportunity to press your hair?
Straightening comb.
Yeah.
Straightening comb, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Stick it in the fire. Lay it on the fire cold.
Mm-hmm.
And let it get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And straighten my hands now. That's what it used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lay it on the cold with the fire brewing down. And they would take a Prince Albert box. You know what people smoke? Prince Albert.
Uh-huh.
And lay that box on the coals and stick the straightening comb up in that box and let it heat.
They weren't, oh yeah, the little can.
Yeah, and stick the straightening comb in the can.
Uh-huh.
And let it heat
uh-huh.
to straighten the hair.
Well, after you straighten it, what'd you do to it?
Well, just straighten it and twist it up.
You
plait it.
You have to
curl it. You didn't have nothing to curl it with.
I'm talking about, after you pressed it and straightened it out. You have nothing to
comb it.
Comb it,
comb.
And then, what do you call it? With the bristles. Comb and a thing with the bristles.
No.
You didn't have no.
Didn't have.
Oh, you know all what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all they would do, because I always would twist mine or flat it or do something. And they would straighten nails, and then they would take it and twist it up, you know, ball it up as they call it. They would ball it up, and then the next morning, they would comb it, you know, down.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hair comb it and brush it, you know, back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.